from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Do the do. iEnergy Marty is back here on Sabres Live, and we have not purposely omitted letters from the alphabet, but I think the St. Louis Blues are the team of the day. All due respect to the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, who we will get to at some point during Sabres Live. But there's been offer sheets made by one team to the same team. This is incredible. St. Louis and Edmonton involved. We'll dive into that. But we need to reestablish how why you are back on the air this quickly, Marty.
So yesterday was a pretty hectic day, but a fun day. So as many of our listeners and viewers know, my son Jacob has been at West Point all summer doing his basic training for the upcoming academic and, athletic and, year with the hockey team over there. But so it's 6 weeks and it ended on Monday morning. So basically, and this is amazing. So the class of 78, which is their sponsored class. So the class of 78, when this class of 2028 graduates, they'll have graduated 50 years ago. So they are doing everything again with them, going through the steps, right? They're not doing basic training, but they were there on our day when everybody got dropped off, basically wearing 78 shirts and thinking, hey, 50 years ago in 74, we were here just like you guys, and we'll be along the way the whole time. So what they do, they do a big parade after they're done with their basic training. So at about there at Lake Frederick, which is about 14 miles out of West Point, and they do what they call a march back. They all march back. So it's 14-mile walk with your backpack that's 40 pounds, your equipment, your helmet, everything. And so at about 1:32 in the morning, Monday morning, the class of 78, those that wanted to participate, met with the cadet at Lake Frederick at 2 in the morning. They had breakfast at 3 and then walked back all the way to West Point. And then they're welcomed through the street of the campus by the cadets that are there, family and friends and everything. So I left at about 3:30 in the morning yesterday morning and drove with my daughters up there to try to get a glimpse of our son that, we don't know if he's going to see us or not. And they all look the same. They're covered in mud and paint and everything, right? They had the storms in the Hudson Valley that happened because of the hurricane, everything. So So we didn't see him, but we were there to support him. And then we got back in the car and came back to Buffalo. So we got ourselves back in the Buffalo area at about 6:30 last night. And then I had to go pick up my daughter in the middle of the night at the Clarence service area because she was coming back from New Hampshire and the horses were on their way to Louisville, Kentucky. So she gets dropped off there. And but I always do a couple of things, Duffer. These people in New Hampshire, they don't have Tim Hortons, right? They have Dunkin' Donuts. They don't have Tim Hortons. So I, you know, wait with them with a couple dozens of donuts. My daughter actually baked cookies or whatever. So it gives them a boost for the overnight to keep going. Let's go. You got another like 8-9 hours to go to Louisville, Kentucky. So yesterday was a busy day. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little tired right now, but I am I'm doing great.
You are doing great. This is miraculous. Sorry you didn't see Jacob. That kind of stings.
But he sends us a video last night because he got his phone back for the first time in 6 weeks. And he basically put a video on the chat and he goes, "Hey, guys, I didn't see you. I know you were there, but one of his buddies saw us. One of the very first kids that went through, like we put the sign, like, congratulations, Jacob, whatever. And the guy goes, hey, JB. Yeah, he's in the way back." So we had to wait for everybody to go through. So somebody saw us, but not the actual person we were wanting to see.
Well, did the Oilers see this coming?
Oh.
Two offer sheets from the St. Louis Blues, one of which a prominent young Swedish defenseman. I say prominent because the GM in waiting is noted Swede Alex Steen.
Yes.
In St. Louis.
Canadian Swede, let's remember.
The GM, yes, absolutely. And Broberg, of course, being based in Canada.
No, I'm saying Steen. Alex Steen is a Canadian and Swede. Yeah, that's what it is.
Right,
yeah.
The GM in waiting, yeah.
Yeah.
And so Broberg, the former first rounder, is 23, has been offer sheeted a two-year offer sheet, $4.5 million per season. Now, I don't think that's high at all, and it would net only a second round pick as compensation if Edmonton chose not to match it. The challenge for Edmonton, not only cap-wise, to keep Broberg, is now to try to find a way to keep also first round pick Dylan Holloway, who will be 23 when this season starts. And he was offer sheeted 2 years, 2.2 by the Blues. So St. Louis is attacking the Oilers and new general manager Stan Bowman and trying to put the heat on them. Of course, it really would cost the Blues nothing if this actually came to pass, because they would give up a third round pick for Holloway and a second round pick for Broberg. All of this, I'm sure, to a certain extent, frustrates many hockey fans who would say, why doesn't this happen all the time? These are conference rivals, St. Louis, Edmonton, and the Blues are doing what many people would want their team to do, put the screws to somebody when they're up against the salary cap.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One is, yes, you're putting the Oilers in a bad position by, having these offer sheets to two players that were RFA, and basically the Oilers were going to have a little bit more leverage. So now the leverage shifts over to the players. And two, the Blues are just trying to get better. Like, I mean, the St. Louis Blues are not doing this to get worse. They're trying to get better. But I also always explain this to the people, and Duffer, I know you know this, but a lot of people are like, oh yeah, why isn't offer sheets happening more? Well, it's not like I call up Philip Broberg. I said, listen, I'm offer sheeting you. Like, you have to negotiate with the agents and the players. Some players don't want to deal with it. Some players, you know, want to just deal with their teams. There's a lot that comes in the way. But what the Blues did, I think, is one of the smartest way to do it right now. Late in the summer, we always look for offer sheet early in the summer, but early in the summer, everybody can adjust, right? Like, everybody's got, if you're offer sheeting Holloway and Broberg early in the summer, the Oilers are going to kind of adjust themselves a little bit and figure out their cap. Now, they've signed their players. They've gone through free agency. And then late in the summer, you're the St. Louis Blues, you're negotiating with Broberg and Holloway, and you come to an agreement on a two-year deal for both players, and you do it to the same team. Like, that is really putting the squeeze on the Oilers. You're not just doing one offer sheet, because if you offer sheet Broberg, the Oilers are going to say, okay, we're matching. If you offer sheet just Holloway, we're matching, but you're also sheeting both of them. That is the squeeze right there that you're putting the orders into.
Yes. At the end, that's how the squeeze looks like.
Yes.
But I don't imagine that Mr. Armstrong with the Blues, and you can only call one. Well, I mean, I suppose you could have had them simultaneously on a call together. But let's assume he approached Broberg first. I don't imagine he let the cat out of the bag in that initial negotiation and said, we're also going to do this with Holloway.
No.
You think he would? No way.
They're playing it tight to the vest right there because they don't want anybody to know.
Right, exactly. And my guess is the sales pitch to Broberg was, you understand that your teammate on the blue line is about to take up over 10% of the cap, right? That Evan Bouchard's next deal is going to be so high that the rest of your team on the blue line is going to be pushed down for the next decade. Yep. This is your opportunity to jump into a stratosphere that you probably didn't imagine you could do right now. Would that be a reasonable sales pitch?
It's 100%. And look, Philip Broberg has only played 81 NHL game in his career over 3 years, right?
But he played all the series against Florida.
He did, but he only played 12 games last year. Like, he only played 12 regular season games last year with the Edmonton Oilers. So I think it's a little high for Broberg, but I feel like where you think it's not, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that Philip Broberg has a very high ceiling. Like, when you watch him play, and you watch him play in the playoffs against Florida, and you know that, look, there was Evan Bouchard, there was Matthias Ekholm, and then there was probably Broberg.
That's Nurse, come on.
Nurse was better, but Nurse has been a whipping boy with the Oilers fan base.
But I don't.
Because of the $9 million.
I don't whip on him. Like, I really don't. I think it's ridiculous, but yeah. So
but
I think
Broberg was probably one of their better four last year when he played, right? He's a great skater, can bring a little bit of offense. There's something there. So I think 4.5 is a little on the higher side, but if you're going to put the squeeze on a team, you went as high as you could without having to give up to give up a first and a third, like a second rounder the next year. If they had given Broberg a dollar more per year, it would have been a first and a third on the compensation. So you're able to stay at the second rounder compensation level by doing what they did.
Right. And then with Holloway, who's also a first rounder, and Dylan, I think you already liked this player, former first rounder.
Yeah.
And then he had meaningful contribution in the playoffs. That's, I would say, pretty fair, if not benign statement. I mean, he scored 5 times, you know, played 25 playoff games.
Yep.
That's playing in a significant role for a team that lost in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup final. But again, if I go back to St. Louis and hypothetically, what's the sales pitch? Dude, look what's in front of you. Is your path clear to becoming the offensive player you want to be? Or are you going to be subjected to lower tier status among the forward ranks? And look, 2.2 doesn't assure him anything as far as his potential new team. Like, it's not like they're rocketing him up to top 6 and first line status. But any young player with common sense and a good agent is going to recognize opportunity. And the Blues have been trying to shift to youth, and that's why this Broberg thing could make huge sense. They tried to move Krug last summer. He nixed it. Krug could end up on IR this year. If you look at it realistically, they might go from a 33-year-old to a 23-year-old, reducing the age on what has commonly been referred to as an aging blue line for years. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they want to do the same thing here with Holloway up front. Why is it that you like Holloway, and why does this particular offer make sense? And do you think the Oilers will simply match?
See, funny enough, I think that's cheap for Holloway, but again, it's like,
I do too.
You couldn't go to the next level because you had already jeopardized your second round pick compensation in the Broberg. So you can't go to the same level. Because people think, well, okay, you just give him the second round pick in 2 years. No, it's next year and it has to be yours. You can't go and acquire the Boston Bruins second rounder and say, hey, I've got now a second round pick for the compensation. So you know, they weren't going to go over $4.5 million on Holloway. So they're trying to stay under the $2.25 million threshold or so. So it's a third round pick. I like Holloway because I think he's got a really, really significant upside offensively. Skates like the wind, stick handles like Connor McDavid in a certain way. Like there's times where I look at my, at Holloway, I'm like, he's got to be watching McDavid a lot in practice because there is some similarities in how they handle the puck, how they attack the net. Holloway's not Connor McDavid, don't get me wrong. But, you know, $2.2 million or so, that's pretty good. Now, I'm asking myself this because you presented as what's the better situation for Holloway? Is playing with Adam Henrique or Corey Perry on the third line, and maybe you go up on the top six if, you know, there's an injury to, you know, Hyman, Skinner, Harvidsson, or whatnot, and then you're playing with Draisaitl and McDavid, or playing on the St. Louis Blues' third line with Faxa and Torpchenko? Because I think it's Texier right now that's there, and I see Holloway better. So that's the that's where I thought it was a little intriguing to me, is Holloway looking at St. Louis, and that's a better fit for me than the Oilers would be. Or the offer is just that the Oilers were nowhere near the $2.24 million that St. Louis gave him in the offer sheet. Maybe he's like, hey, the Oilers are at 1.5 and they're at 2.2 something. I'll take the offer sheet.
Okay. This is funny because it was, I don't know who brought it up online. It was probably Travis Yost on social within the last 2 weeks when he was rightfully ripping into any and all online sources, including ones run by the league, trying to identify what position a player plays up front.
Yes,
Dylan Holloway doesn't take Dylan Holloway doesn't take any faceoffs.
Yes.
So my guess is he is not utilized in a center role in Edmonton. Now, the one thing you have to keep in mind is Ryan McLeod is no longer in the mix, right? He's a Sabre. So,
yes.
Oh, well, maybe that opens up some opportunity. Yeah. Well, they also brought in Jeff Skinner and Victor Arvidsson on the wings.
Adam Henrique is your third line center. So it's McDavid, Draisaitl, Henrique. So there's no... Yeah, you okay. I mean? Is there a spot with Corey Perry and Adam Henrique in on the third line of the Oilers? Yeah. Is the St. Louis opportunity maybe better? Mm-hmm. Potentially. Like, he could even play. Like, Jake Neighbors got a great opportunity in St. Louis, and Holloway may be looking at Jake Neighbors as saying, I may get the same opportunity. One guy goes down, I'm in the top six, I'm on the power play, and I don't have to wait for McDavid to come off the ice after a minute 40 on the power play, and then I never play 5-on-4.
Producer Jeff, what are we sending the Blues today in the way of a care package for giving us news here on August 13th? This is how we build our brand. This is how we gain respect around the league, is to appreciate those that clearly appreciate the news cycle.
I think Alex Steen would like
not
a
Friday
blue
news
and gold,
Marty. Not
a blue
a
and gold package
dome.
Because he is... He's sweet of all, you know, the blue and gold is their color. So I think a blue and gold Sabres sweatshirt and hat would really work for Alex Steen.
Do you know that to this day, and I'm off the tour this year, as you know, from, you know, charity golf tournaments and things like that.
But yeah.
Historically, over the years, I have carried two putters in the bag, and one is the hockey stick putter, right? And everybody always gets excited about it. It's like, oh my God, where, you know, how do you putt with this thing? Whatever. It is Alex Steen branded putter from his celebrity tournament in like Toronto 20 years ago. So it's in the trunk, even though the golf bag is not in the trunk, the hockey putter is in the trunk and it's always ready to go. So I think now.
How about Cal Dubas? You mentioned Alex Steen. How about Cal Dubas helping the St. Louis Blues making that happen? Because the Blues did not have their second round pick. So this morning, the Blues acquired their own second-round pick that they had traded away from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a second and a fifth, and Pittsburgh get a second and a third. So Pittsburgh just said, okay, look, we'll trade a fifth for a third, and we'll trade second-rounders. So it works. But Cal Dubas basically helping the St. Louis Blues making that that a possibility.
Yes, and basically, that exact trade is what we have seen at the last two drafts. These are the highlights of the draft. No real trades, just swapping picks and yes, yawns all around. But at least the Blues turned this yawn into something of an excitable time. And yeah, it begs the question.
The Oilers have 7 days now, 7 days to decide to match or not. Usually you hear before that. This is not a Friday news dump, by the way. So Tuesday, I would think that by 48 hours, we'll probably know what the Oilers are going to do.
Okay. So obviously the Blues had the room to do this, and it's not even a question. But for those that actually have real jobs and haven't had time to revisit just where the Oilers are at from a cap standpoint, with these two players on their new contracts, which would be Broberg at 4.5 and 2.2 for Holloway, the Oilers would be $7+ million over the cap. Of course, much of the talk lately, and it's not all been one-sided, there's certainly been reports to the contrary as to whether Evander Kane spends part of the year, half the year, the whole year on injured reserve. Even with Kane on IR long-term, they'd only get about 5.1 of relief. So they could still find themselves pretty jammed here with both of them. So what do you think is realistic in all of this?
Well, what is realistic is right now the Oilers are listed on Puckpedia to have 8 defensemen. So that would mean at least one of them would be headed. So if you take the Evander Kane 5.125 and then you take about another 900, you know, to $1 million defenseman, and that clears up about 6.2. You still have, what is it? You said 7.2. So you still have $1 million you have to figure out. So maybe your opening day roster is 18 players, 2 goaltenders, right? 12, 6, and 2. So you've got your, you know, number right there. And that's what, but again,
what if they start under?
They could. They could start under.
Remember, I mean, you know, there's been a number of nights throughout courses of the last decade where teams have had.
You know, issues with traveling and everything, and you're like, oh,
no, just with cap issues. There are many nights where teams have had to dress 11 forwards or 5D.
I'll be very surprised if the Oilers sign both of those players. I think the Oilers are going to retain Dylan Holloway up front. And like I said, the Oilers have 8 defensemen, including Philip Broberg, listed on Puckpedia. I think that contract is going to be going to St. Louis. I think Broberg will be going to St. Louis. The Oilers are going to have a second round pick in compensation. So now you're only about $2.5 million over the cap. If Evander Kane doesn't play, you're $2.5 million under the cap, right? I think that's the more likely scenario, is that Broberg is going to go to St. Louis, and that number will not factor for the Oilers on their cap.
You know what the next logical question is here?
Well, when are they going to announce Leon Draisaitl's extension?
No,
because they're going to have to
spin
something positive
You need to get out of the Edmonton news cycle. Oh. What's the next obvious question league-wide after today's development?
Oh, I am.
Who's next?
Right, who's next to be offer-sheeted or signed?
Yes. Lucas Raymond, Seth Jarvis, Thomas Harley, Mo Sider, Cole Perfetti, Matty Beniers, Dawson Mercer, Cole Sillinger, Nick Robinson. Those are your top 9 RFAs based on point production last year. Philip Tomasino from the Preds, Peyton Krebs, Kyler Yamamoto would start off that next bracket. Do you expect anyone else to get offer sheeted?
See, because the high-end players, and I get, if you're going to offer sheet Lucas Raymond at $7.5 million, the compensation is a first, a second, and a third. But I think if you're Lucas Raymond and you say, you really want me, and you're willing to maybe offer sheet me, I'm going to try to get as much as I can and maybe try to get more in the high 8s and 9s. I don't think anybody's getting to the 2 first, a second, and a third round pick compensation, but a first, second, and third, it's pretty expensive for some of those guys at that point. So I don't anticipate any of the higher end players to be offer sheeted because there's a big difference between giving up a third or a second round pick. And when you have to package a first, second, third, the amount of teams that are available, yeah, the amount of teams that can do it is limited.
Producer Jeff and you need to do some research during the break and see which teams can do that.
Well, I love
honestly,
Wikipedia,
a first,
but Cap
second,
Friendly
and a
was
third
so
for
good
Lucas
with that
Raymond could, is nothing.
Yeah, but Puckpedia is great right now, and I'm working, you know, to figure, be more familiarized with it.
In fact,
but
your eyes are even open enough to see what's
on Puckpedia. I know, but Cap Friendly used to actually tell you which team had the draft to be able to do which threshold, which was awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's why I lumped you and Jeff in on this.
Yeah, I know. Jeff, you got the Western Conference. I'll take the Eastern Conference. We're going to have 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes in the break. We should be able to do it.
Right, or we cut the alphabet in half and do it that way, which is kind of how we're working through our team of the day. And all apologies to Florida, but the champs had to take a backseat to the big newsmakers today, the St. Louis Blues, who made two offer sheets to the Edmonton Oilers in the form of Philip Broberg on the blue line, 2 years, 4.5, and Dylan Holloway up front, 2 years, 2.2 per. And we'll see. 7 days to match for both the both players from an Oilers standpoint. Minimal compensation would be going to the Oilers if they let both players walk. Yes. They would get a second round pick for Broberg. They would get a third round pick. By the way,
yes.
Do you know this? Why? Who's more tired, you or me? This should have been obvious to me from the start. At the start of my career, the offer sheet newsmakers were the Oilers and the Blues.
Yeah.
Curtis Joseph.
Curtis Joseph was definitely...
Shane Corson was involved. Remember?
You know, the Oilers and the Blues have had a lot of bad blood. You got, remember the Chris Pronger?
Yes.
You know, like St. Louis Oilers, where he decided to accept that trade, and he was there a year and then left. But that offer sheet was definitely one that
I'll get the I'll fill you in on all the details of that.
I got too much homework. I can tell you this: our team of the day does not have a first, a second, or a third round pick next year because they've traded all of them away to try to win the cup, which they did. That's the Florida Panthers. They can't offer sheet those guys in the high rent district.
Yeah, and there's not a single person from Miami to Sunrise who is talking around the water cooler today and lamenting not having a first round pick in next year's draft, wherever the heck that may be. But you know what? When you bring a group of people together, you never know where the conversation is going to go. But we want you to have that conversation as a group at KeyBank Center this coming season. 10 or more tickets in a group, and you get discounted rates, gain access to exclusive experiences. It's perfect for youth sports, obviously, professional networking, and any other large group experience. Sabres.com/groups. It takes a group to pull all this content together. And we'll continue to lean on producer Jeff and the crew right after this on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and that includes Marty. It's great to have MB43 back in his birthday week. We'll be in full celebration mode as the days go on. I don't know if you caught wind of Shayna's idea of gift giving to you yesterday. It was
no.
It was like only Shayna could come up with. And it was instant. Wow. When I prompted her with the idea of like, maybe you could give us some like gift ideas for Marty this week. She goes, rule changes.
Rule changes.
I was okay. Like, wow, of course she would think that deeply because of all the crazy things that you had thrown out on her podcast, you know, having more goalie changes in game and things like that.
Yeah,
they
wanted goalies to serve their own penalties as well, which was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you take a penalty, you go to the bench, you put the backup in until your penalty's over, then you can switch back.
I love it.
You know, but I already have a rule name after me because of my number. So, you know, I can't wear the 00 anymore. So rule changes are great. Yeah, that would be awesome. Now, we did do, I know, the Oilers team of the day, but we did do a quick
Oilers?
The break.
No. The Blues are the team of the day.
The Blues are the team of the day.
Because of the news they made.
The Florida Panthers are the team of the day.
The Panthers.
The Oilers and the Blues.
The team that actually won the cup, not Edmonton.
Yes. But the teams in the National Hockey League that could offer Sheet, one of the top guys, meaning they have their first, second, and third round pick next year. There's only 12 teams. Buffalo is one of them, but Buffalo doesn't have the cap space. Really, only Utah and the Calgary Flames would have the cap space to and the compensation to be able to say, hey, Lucas Raymond, hey, whatever, like top-end players, we are coming, said Jarvis, we're coming after you to make that deal.
So just to make sure I and the audience heard this right, Buffalo is one of the teams that could do this, right?
They have their first, second, and third round pick next year.
Perfect. You've just given me reason to smile for the rest of the week outside of your birthday. So,
hope. If the Sabres want to make a birthday present, right? Give me something on Thursday that we can talk about. That's perfect.
At 11:59.
Yes. Yes. Like the Blues did today. I feel like that is a birthday cake. Like that was a birthday cake by the St. Louis Blues.
Yes.
So I love that.
And by the way, so I was referencing a little history between the Blues and the Oilers. So this, again, my fortunate first NHL stop was Edmonton. And Shane Corson was valued around the league at that point in time. So the Blues made an offer to the Oilers for Corson, 5-year deal. Total of just under $7 million, wild. And the Oilers chose not to match. So that was netting them in return a first round pick in 96 and a first round pick in 97.
Yes.
But the Oilers didn't really want that. They wanted what the Blues had. And so they turned around and they traded those first round picks back to the Blues for Curtis Joseph and Mike Greer. So ended up being a really interesting transaction between these two.
Really good deal for the Oilers. Corson played 2 years with the Blues.
Right.
And in 88 games, because he was really injured the second year, only scored 20 goals.
In, right. You know, but keep in mind what was happening in St. Louis at the time.
That was Wayne.
It was Wayne. It was Wayne. Grant Fuhr. Mm-hmm. Right? It was Mike Keenan.
Yep.
So it was they were all in. They were trying to go for it. And what happened was after Cujo had made his mark with the Maple Leafs, right?
Against the Maple Leafs, yes.
You know, with the Blues. Like in the 93 playoffs. Cujo was pretty high on the radar at this point in time as far as elite goaltenders in the NHL. So,
and Cujo was thought of as the best goalie on a bad team. Like St. Louis wasn't great, but Cujo was saving them, so he was the savior. And he did that for the Oilers after that.
I think it worked out
really good for the Oilers.
They ended up having a first-round seven-game upset of Dallas on Cujo. It was a fascinating time.
Buffalo's own Todd Marchant was with the Oilers at the time, so we used to keep a close eye on. And Doug Waite with the Blue Blades, right? He was with the Oilers. Those were a post-Gretzky and post-Messier era that was fun in Edmonton.
Well, it took a while to get to the fun part. Trust me. Yes. The Captain earliest Canada, years Ryan when Smith. I was there, post post 90, when did they unexpectedly got to the conference final in 91 or 92. Lost to Minnesota. So whatever year Minnesota lost in the final, was that 91 or 92? I think it was 91. Anyway, you know, I remember Mario, old baby, Sean Chambers.
Yeah, because 92 was Chicago, because Dom got here for the 90.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, after that, there was some misery in Edmonton for a while until Cujo arrived. Let's put it that way.
I love that you put in Bob Cole, old baby, because that was Mario's goal against John Casey. And then that comes off and you look back at those pegs. They were a little piece of metal, like not metal, like little. It was literally like a piece of hard steel that held the net down. And, you know, like what a crazy time that was.
Yeah. Are we supposed to get to team of the day now?
Florida Panthers. Okay. There's not a lot to say about the Panthers. They were good.
And we're not allowed to play Queen, We Are the Champions due to copyright violations and whatever else the music industry imposes on us not to do. So just hum along in the background. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I have a friend who's a videographer down there with the Panthers, and he shared some just incredible footage, celebration immediately after the game. And he actually has just come back from Finland, Sweden, touring with players, Barkov included, following the cup around. Like, he's living this crazy existence right now. But my takeaway from some of the stuff that he shared with me was just how real and awesome this group of Florida Panthers were. Yeah. I just,
they looked awesome.
You see little things in how people react to other people that aren't necessarily like teammates, right? Like just people in the organization, and how inclusive. And again, we've done this commentary a lot. Bill Zito, obviously, in hindsight, for some, deserved to be general manager of the year. It was a master class in negotiating his injury-riddled blue line to start the year. And in the end, it was once again a huge strength for them. He played it out. He kept guys on expiring contracts. He went all in a year after they came up short in the final, and it paid off. Amazing.
Yeah, it made Ekman-Larsson I want to say a rich man again, like a four-year deal at $3.5 million, thinking that Ekman-Larsson wasn't going the right way. He signs with Florida, and then boom, he is wanted again. So he signed in Toronto a four-year deal. But that blue line was pretty spectacular. Yeah, I started at the top with Bill Zito. And look, I was fortunate enough a few weeks ago, I went to Rick Dudley's Stanley Cup party in Lewiston, right? And the way that Rick Dudley talks about Bill Zito, it's so interesting because Rick Dudley's been around the game a long time as a player, as a behind the bench, as a, you know, anything. Like you
every title, almost.
Every title,
it's amazing.
Right? Like, you know, from coach to GM to scout to, you know, vice president to whatever, right? He's been around and advisor, and he talks about Bill Zito like this is the best that he's ever seen. And look, he's proved it. Zito's proved it. you know, after the President's Trophy, making some changes, had to, you know, go in a different direction with the coach, found Paul Maurice last year. They didn't have a great season in the regular season. They went to the finals, lost to Vegas just to turn around and do it again. So, yeah, Rick Dudley has a ton of really great things to say about Bill Zito. But the proof is in the pudding. Like, what he was able to do to replace Montour and Ekblad at the start of the season and continue to build a strong back end, despite the fact that Spencer Knight was costing them almost $4 million on the cap and in the minors, and a $10 million goalie in Sergei Bobrovsky, Anthony Stolarz came in and gave him unbelievable minutes. Reinhardt, obviously, with the 57 goals. Tkachuk had a slow start to the season. Why? Because he kept giving the puck to Reinhardt. He ends up with 80 points at the end of the year, right? 88 points at the end of the year. Barkov at 80. So it was a special year in South Florida for sure.
What's the best thing about the Florida Panthers right now on August 13th?
The best thing about the Florida Panthers right now, Gustav Forsling. I think that's maybe
correct,
one of the best.
Correct. In the context of my wide brush assessment, the best players on the Panthers have the best contracts.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You brought in Matthew Tkachuk and you kept him under Barkov, and then Sam Reinhardt had an all-world year and you kept him under as a UFA.
Carter Verhaeghe at $4.5 million.
Right. And you still have Bennett and Verhaeghe to play out, and if the cap goes up, you might get to keep one of those.
Yeah.
Your defense has Forsling now. At some point, Forsling, one of the most impactful all-round defensemen, is going to be half the price of other defensemen that are just trying to be as impactful as him.
Think of, we talked about Philip Broberg, the offer sheet, St. Louis, Edmonton. Broberg is a $4.5 million offer sheet player. Forsling is at 5.7, like a million more, and you got Gustav Forsling for four more years. Because it's incredible. Yes, you're right. I think that. But again, you know, people are going to say, and we have to mention it, Florida, because of their tax situation, Lord, I think it has to do something, Duffer. You cannot downplay it. It has
what happened Sam between Reinhardt. 1993 and 2022? Nothing, because the team was terrible.
Yeah, it's because you have to manage
the team
it, right?
Is good.
Yes, you have to manage it, right? But exactly. Tampa, Vegas, Florida, these are teams that have benefited from, even if it's somebody signing for $200,000 less than what maybe they would have got somewhere, or $500,000 or $1 million. At the end of the day, these all add up where, you know, Vegas and Tampa were able to just use enough long-term IR to be able to squeeze by during the year because they had those money-saving ways. And I think it has an impact, but you still have to make the Oilers got to the finals. The Oilers are probably in one of the worst place to be up in Alberta, Canada, when it comes to the tax and the money.
Why would Victor Arvidsson go there? Because he expects to win. Because he said he didn't
winning cures it all. And the Oilers got to the finals despite the fact that their tax situation is the opposite of the Florida Panthers. But I think Florida
Rangers are pretty good too. High tax state.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They are. One of your favorite teams, Nashville, is pretty good, and they're on the other end. So there are examples for both. I think it played a little bit in Florida, but you still have to manage it. You still have to get the right players, have to get the right coach. Your goalie has to be good. Sergei Bobrovsky was good. And they played the Sabres three times last year. They beat the Sabres 4-0, 3-2, 3-2 in overtime. It was all in the second half of the year. So Sabres went 0-2-1 against them. You know, that at the end of the day, the Sabres have got to have to be better against top teams like Florida in the Eastern Conference to make the playoffs. So that's what it is. They played four times this year.
Rapid fire.
Yes.
Will Spencer Knight back up Bobrovsky this year?
Yeah, Spencer Knight will be there this year. I really believe that's going to be the case.
Are the Panthers good enough to repeat as constructed right now?
They are going to be good, but they lost quite a bit. But again, it comes down to they lost secondary players, support system player, right? They didn't lose Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Barkov, Ekblad, Forsling, Bobrovsky. That's the same thing with the Sabres. Verhaeghe, Bennett. Like the Sabres are going to be good this year if their top guys, Thompson, Tuck, Cousins, Quinn, Dahlin, perform. Doesn't matter if you bring Obi Kubel and Malenstein and Lafferty and McLeod. It's the top guys that need to perform. Florida's top guys perform. That's why they'll be good again this year if that top guys perform.
Yeah, and they also have a very young, talented player in Anton Lundell now on a very team-friendly, long-term deal as he continues to increase his role with the group. And all teams obviously hoping all their young up-and-comers can come in, eventually make an impact. We don't always anticipate it in the month of September, but last year, you never know, we saw Zach Benson emerge and ultimately play a full season with the Sabres. We've got the Prospects Challenge coming up a month from now. Each of the Sabres' three games in that tournament will take place at 7 p.m. The action begins on Friday, September 13th, and tickets are available at sabres.com/prospects. A day or two late, but it'll be worth your time and investment. Marty's final Olympic minutes coming up on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Stupid St. Louis Blues making offer sheets today. Wrecked my whole idea of spending an hour dissing on Matt Kuchar in your return to the show. Anyway, not involved in the Olympics or much else. And let's get to your official closing ceremonies and Olympic minutes.
Well, before the closing ceremonies, the marathon took place. And Sifan Hassan, if you don't know that name, she won the marathon. She actually won a bronze medal in the 5,000 meter, which is 5K, and the 10,000 meter 10K. So she ran the 5K, the 10K, and the marathon. Bronze in 5,000, bronze in 10,000, and won the gold in the marathon. Unbelievable. She ran, they considered, over 30-some miles of competition. And because, you know, it's just incredible. And that competition, amazing. So she did, the closing ceremonies were awesome. I like them a lot better than the opening ceremonies. Usually it's the opposite for me. I like the opening ceremonies better. When Tom Cruise jumped from the roof, grabbed the flag, put it on a motorcycle, the whole pre-produced element, and then it ended up in L.A. in Long Beach with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg. It was fantastic. That was awesome. Men and women basketball, USA winning, but it got tight and really, really tight against the French in both. That the French had actually a three-pointer that would have tied it, but she stepped on the line for two. So that was incredible. But a fun.
I'm just
2 weeks
glad Serbia got bronze.
Yes, glad for Serbia that they got bronze. Absolutely, it was a lot of fun, and not Olympics per se, but she was in the Olympics, returned to North America, played in a tournament right across the river in Toronto, and won.
The river?
Jessie Pegula. Yeah, right across the river.
The lake.
No, it's the river.
The Great Lake, for crying out loud.
I can get there by just crossing the Niagara River, and then I don't have to go over the lake. I can go around the lake. So that's
okay.
Why. But Jessie
Pegula. You. You're right. I'm wrong.
Won
I get it.
In Toronto. Incredible achievement. I believe last year she won in Montreal, right? So that's back-to-back in Canadian soil for Jessie Pegula. So congratulations. But yeah, the Olympics were fantastic. Now, next is Milan, Italy, winter. LA, summer in 2028. And then it is Nice, France for the winter in 2030. And we go Australia in 2032 and Salt Lake City in 2034. I think these are the next five Olympics.
Will Philip Broberg be representing the St. Louis Blues and Sweden in Italy?
I think that there's a chance. Let's just say there's a chance. I'm not going to put it in, but they're great. We'll see. Maybe tomorrow we got news on offer sheets.
Wouldn't that be incredible? Two offer sheets today made by the Blues to the Oilers. We'll see you tomorrow on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Stupid St. Louis Blues making offer sheets today. Wrecked my whole idea of spending an hour dissing on Matt Kuchar in your return to the show. Anyway... Not involved in the Olympics or much else. And let's get to your official closing ceremonies and Olympic minutes.
Well, before the closing ceremonies, the marathon took place. And Sifan Hassan, if you don't know that name, she won the marathon. She actually won a bronze medal in the 5,000 meter, which is 5K, and the 10,000 meter 10K. So she ran the 5K, the 10K, and the marathon. Bronze in 5,000, bronze in 10,000, and won the gold in the marathon. Unbelievable. She ran, they considered, over 30-some miles of competition. And because, you know, it's just incredible. And that competition, amazing. So she did, closing ceremonies were awesome. I like them a lot better than the opening ceremonies. Usually it's the opposite for me. I like the opening ceremonies better. When Tom Cruise jumped from the roof, grabbed the flag, put it on a motorcycle, the whole pre-produced element, and then it ended up in L.A. in Long Beach with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Billie Eilish, and Snoop Dogg. It was fantastic. That was awesome. Men and women basketball, USA winning, but it got tight and really, really tight against the French in both. That the French had actually a three-pointer that would have tied it, but she stepped on the line for two. So that was incredible. But a fun.
I'm just
2 weeks
glad Serbia got bronze.
Well. Yes, glad for Serbia that they got bronze. Absolutely, it was a lot of fun, and not Olympics per se, but she was in the Olympics, returned to North America, played in a tournament right across the river in Toronto, and won Jesse Pegula. Yeah, right across the river.
The lake.
It's the river.
The Great Lake, for crying out loud.
I can get there by just crossing the Niagara River, and then I don't have to go over the lake. I can go around the lake. So that's
okay.
Why. But Jesse Pegula.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Won
I get it.
In Toronto. Incredible achievement. I believe last year she won in Montreal, right? So that's back-to-back in Canadian soil for Jesse Pegula. So congratulations. But yeah, the Olympics were fantastic. Now, next is Milan, Italy, winter. LA, summer in 2028. And then it is Nice, France for the winter in 2030. And We go Australia in 2032 and Salt Lake City in 2034. I think these are the next five Olympics.
Hmm. Will Philip Broberg be representing the St. Louis Blues and Sweden in Italy?
I think that there's a chance. Let's just say there's a chance. I'm not going to put it in, but they're great. We'll see. Maybe tomorrow we got news on offer sheets.
Oh, wouldn't that be incredible? Two offer sheets today made by the Blues to the Oilers. We'll see you tomorrow on Sabres Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.